T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, the Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves
an hour
to be
ago,
recognized.
Miles.
And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it was, and as usual, we head over to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an anonymous woman on the tickety-tockities. She'd been renovating her home, and like any major home renovation, she removed all the drywall, the tile in her bathroom, etc. Well, she has a cat, and her pet cat, being a cat, decided to go exploring inside of all of the newly open walls. And she says she was okay with it because, again, cats are cats. So she let them hang out. However, she forgot to tell the contractors who drywalled and tiled the house that the cat was in the wall somewhere the very next day. So after they finished it up, she didn't give it another thought. Then she started hearing a faint meow, as they say, and she realized that her cat was now inside of the walls, but with no way out. So she did what anyone would do. She ended up cutting out a small square of drywall next to the tub. But again, because cats are cats and cats are temperamental mind effers, guess what he did? He refused to leave. That's right, Ted. He cried for help because he's stuck in a wall. She gave him an exit, and he would just poke his head out. It took her another hour to finally coax her cat out of the goddamn hole, which he has since had repaired.
Jesus.
And I believe she actually posted the video.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't have a cat, but you're debating getting a cat, I would say watch this video and see if you still want a cat. That's the only point I'm getting at. Had that been your dog would have given you a hug and given you flowers for rescuing it. The cat's a cat. That's all you need to know. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Eric, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating. Were you guys the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone?
You know, I'm going to do something a little different and go with the wonderful world of drugs.
All right. Ted, we go to your hometown. Our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where a woman who was high on a drug was arrested after trying to fight people at the Red Line train, this according to Metro Transit Police. The Red Line, by the way, is the line that I had to take to get to the zoo when I was there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I lived down the Green Line.
I'd say this, if you do visit Washington, D.C., the Red Line is the line that will take you to most of the attractions you want to see. Fair, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's where this
you
happened.
You excitement, you get on the Green Line.
Yeah, if you want a chance of getting stabbed, you hop on the green. But anyway, the incident happened around 9 p.m. on the Red Line, heading to the Shady Grove.
I'll stop.
But officials got on the train at the White Flint station and tried to arrest her, but the woman then started fighting the officers. She continued to fight the officers even after they got her off the platform. A knife, as well as a cigarette containing a little bit of marijuana, was found on the woman, but she's facing multiple charges of assault on a police officer. No injuries were reported on the train, no impact to the service, only because that's how DC rolls. But the question is, what drug was this cop fighting woman on who was riding the Red Line to DC? Was she on crack, bath salts, methamphetamine, or PCP? So crack, bath salts, meth, or PCP?
Wow, there's really no hint in that story or anything like that.
There's not really, man. I mean, look, when I was in D.C. with my kids not that long ago, they got a quick education on how the East Coast rolls, specifically on the D.C. Metro. That explained to my daughter some of those things you heard. That's just how it is.
Yeah, and I've been to the East Coast once. That was years ago. Ted, what do you think, man?
I mean, my instinct before we even started, just given the area, was to guess, and fighting, is to say PCP. Because D.C. is one of the few major cities that legit still has, like, a PCP thing. Also, they always, like, fighting cops. Right? And she was all the way up into, like, Montgomery County, right? She's at White Flint.
She had ridden this train for a while. We know where these stops are, but right, she's at White Flint.
She's
dude,
just whacked out.
That's it. So she was presumably, and I'm speculating this, she was on the train causing problems, finally alerted the driver. The driver alerts the cops, and then the cops had to deal with her.
I mean, it could be crack. It just seems like a crackhead would have smoked again.
What I was saying. With that train, right, would there be enough time in between, you know, 20 minutes, you know, I mean, you're going to get that jacked up again.
Right, but she's got a little bit of weed on her. I'm going to stick with PCP.
Okay. Eric, what are you thinking?
I like Ted's thought process, so I think I'm going to go with him. I'm going to say PCP as well.
Okay. I think I'm going to go bath salts just because she had the superhuman strength to fight off all those options.
All right, PCP, final answer there, Eric?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to find out what she was on. Crack, bath salts, meth, or PCP next.
That was a tease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category of drugs on profile this. We got a woman high on drugs in D.C. at the Red Line train trying to fight people. Tried fighting officers. Pretty successful, too. She did have a knife. Question is, what drugs were was she on? Crack, bath salts, methamphetamine, or PCP?
And Eric, that's the very question we posed to you. Quick side note, Ted, tell me if you agree. As far as taking the Metro in D.C., I feel like the Red Line would be the last line that you'd get this kind of thing.
Correct.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Just wanted to check. All right, so Eric, that was a question that we posed to you. Ted is from the hometown. He had his opinions. Miles, you had your opinions. You went with bath salts and said, look, you're going crazy. You want to fight. You got the strength to fight off that.
I also think that in the time frame that it took for them to corral her,
right?
Like what Ted was saying, if you're going to smoke crack,
you got to re-up.
You got to re-up, man, to keep that kind of energy and that stuff. And you can't just sit there and smoke on the train,
right?
Right.
Well,
I feel like the bath salts also is more of like a East Coast Southern thing as well.
I will say this, Miles. I disagree with one thing. In D.C., I think if you smoked crack on the train while people would frown at you, no one would do it.
Okay. You just took a ride out.
However, it is not bath salts. Yeah. But Eric, you agreed with D. Ted Smith. D. Ted Smith said PCP and just said, look, man, Same general idea as bath salts, where you're overly aggressive over a non-aggressive situation, and Washington, D.C., our nation's capital.
And one cigarette, which leads me to believe it could have been a Louis.
Unlike most cities, still a massive
you did
PCP
say one
issue.
Cigarette. Damn it.
And one cigarette.
One cigarette.
And Ted knows his hometown.
Oh,
and
man,
he tracked that on every clue, and guess what? It was, in fact, PCP.
One cigarette should have been a giveaway.
But that's how that's how a lot of people do PCP.
That's what I mean.
Like, that way,
you don't
they
have
can smoke
cigarettes.
It next to you.
You know, you got one.
Although smoking at the station,
yeah.
You know, and you don't know they're getting high on PCP, but they're getting high on PCP.
Yeah, it differs.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
My daughter, man, I don't remember what line we took to Oxon Hill. Was it that the Green Line?
That's the Green Line.
That
goes to where I grew up.
So we take the Green Line, and look, it's just not the best line.
Four times.
If you're uncomfortable as a tourist, the Green Line is not for you. Put it that way. But my aunt lives at the end of the Green Line, so we were there a couple of months ago. My kids, all they know is Seattle and how we operate here and all this, and we hop on the Green Line, it's all good. Then we get to the Red Line. The Red Line carries all the tourists because the Red Line will take you to all the things you think you want to see in D.C. Anyway, we're coming back from the zoo, so we start on the Red Line for maybe three stops, all the tourists. Hop on the Green Line. That's different. These are folks that live in D.C. Folks that live there are different than people that visit there. And a dude got on with his bike. Now, I'm sitting with my son, so mine and my son's back is to this guy. But I hear him get on the train because you hear something crash. And what you realize, he was getting on with his bike and just threw it to the other side of the train, because why wouldn't you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I won't go through everything he was saying, but for most of the ride, he's just talking out loud about what he feels he is justified in talking about. For me personally, kind of brought me back home, so I'm kind of snickering and nudging my son, like, listen to this clown, dude, this is how it is all the time. I don't realize how upset my daughter is. So we finally get to our stop, my daughter gets off, and she is the sweetest, kindest person who's ever been born. I don't know how, because she is my kid. But we get off the train, and she goes, Dad, that guy that got on the train. I said, baby, he's an a-hole. Don't even worry about it. She goes, no. He kept saying something. I wanted to look at him and do this.
Oh, nice.
Which is double middle fingers. Just understand, if you knew my daughter, the idea of her wanting to give you double middle fingers would be like anyone else cussing you out and beating you with a hammer.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe she was that massive. Babe, don't worry about it. Good People times. Say a lot of things. Don't sweat it.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
All
right. Ted Swift.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That is right, Ted. It's title. These guys have teams of talented writers who help them come up with their monologues each and every night. And it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Facebook was down for almost 6 hours today, along with Instagram. They were down long enough that the Kardashians lost one quarter of their value.
I feel this is either Ted Smith.
I'm going to say Jimmy Fallon.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith!
I'm just going to go ahead and say you got it right. I never really said which one, but you know.
That's what I was like looking at you. I was like, did he say it?
Once you gave me that look, I think I'm right, so don't say anything more.
About 29 million Americans watch Tom Brady play the team that cast him aside. Brady and the Bucks managed to win on a missed field goal. Despite a warm ovation from the fans, Tom got booed during the game. A lot during the game. They asked Tom how he felt about the boos, and he said he couldn't hear them because he had 3 Super Bowl rings in each ear.
I'm going to go with Ted Smith again.
I'm going to go Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel!
About 29 million Americans watched Tom Brady return to play the team that cast him aside. It was the second most watched Sunday Night Football game ever. Brady and the Bucks managed to win it on a missed field goal. And despite a warm ovation from the fans, Tom got booed a lot during the game. After the game, they asked him how he felt about the boos. He said he couldn't hear them because he had 3 Super Bowl rings in each ear. And it's
they cast him aside, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And eventually he left for a different contract, but like, in Christ Almighty, Roethlisberger saw the job.
I was going to say, like, the cast him aside. Like, they did not do that.
Let's see. Facebook and Instagram were hit with a massive outage and stopped working for millions of users. users. Facebook was only down for a day, and in that short time, everyone got vaccinated.
Jimmy Fallon.
Kimmel.
Fallon.
Facebook and Instagram were hit by a massive outage and stopped working for millions of users. Facebook was only down for a day, and in that short time, everyone got the vaccine. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Amazing how that happened. I don't know.
William Shatner is scheduled to go into space. Everything should be fine just as long as he doesn't see anything on the wing.
Seth Meyers?
Fallon.
Writers.
Oh, damn it.
Ooh, shout out to one. The writers today.
Good one.
I know a lot of people don't get it. What was it, Twilight Zone?
That's it.
Old episode of Twilight Zone, William Shatner. Worth watching.
I almost put Rod Serling in there as part of that joke, but I knew it would go just a little bit too
much. That's black and white, kids.
I know it was deep enough in the science fiction realm, you wouldn't believe it was me.
You're right. I'm like, it can't be Ted.
But either way, Shatner, probably the best, one of the best actors in Star Wars. Two scientists were just awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discovering the receptors. Two scientists were just awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discovering the receptors that allow humans to feel temperature and touch. Meanwhile, the scientists who saved millions of lives by creating the COVID vaccine were like, yeah, that deserves a Nobel Prize to know if the stove's hot.
Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Two scientists were just awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discovering the receptors that let humans feel temperature and touch. Meanwhile, the scientists who saved millions of lives by creating the COVID vaccine were like, yeah, that deserves a Nobel Prize. The stove's hot. Way to go, guys. Yeah.
So the name Alan Coulter. You may know it, you may not know it, but if you ever watch Letterman, The Late Show.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right? He was his announcer. Redheaded dude, like fire red hair.
Before you send any text, he did not say Ann Coulter. Yes. Alan Coulter.
Yeah.
Coulter.
I'm just saying, if you say it fast enough, people are like, who's that?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, he passed away. He was 78. But kind of interesting, he was doing a lot of commercials and everything. Apparently, he did hundreds of them. He was the voice of the Michelin Man, which is weird, because Alan himself was thin.
I know. I read that today. I'm like, really? I don't know why. I'm fascinated with that stuff. But yeah.
Is the Michelin Man fat, or is that just the shape of
his
tire?
He's made of tires, Ted. It's a thyroid thing. Stop.
Well, I'm just saying,
he's
right?
He's sensitive.
He's made of tires.
Yep. It's not his fault. He did for a living. He made commercials. He was like, he was an announcer.
He's just bloated.
I was going to say, if you want nightmares, look up the original Michelin Man.
Oh, my God. You're right. Yeah. It's different.
It is. He was the announcer of game shows, this and that. So, anyhow, he goes to the audition. Basically, the Letterman show is like, this has got to be the guy. We want him. But Alan still wasn't sure if he wanted it. Then he went home and talked to his kids and his family, and they were like, you got to take this job. And then he was hired to just be the announcer. But the first day on the job, they have him doing stuff, and then... Like, that's what I remember him, too. It's like, you saw his face. Oh, yeah, there's the original Michelin Man.
Yeah, I mean, that you just trust me. Look up the original Michelin Man.
Buy our tires, kids.
No. Yeah.
And like, we're never going to Ohio, Dad.
And with Alan being the announcer, like, you would recognize his face. But also, like, he would get mad and storm off, tear his shirt off, or this or that. Like, he was a good character on the show.
But it's one of those small things that Letterman did, and... It's easy to overlook, and it just seems like part of the thing now, but Letterman was one of the first guys to really incorporate his announcer, right? Yeah, Johnny Carson do it with Ed McMahon, for sure, but not to do stunts. It was more, let me bounce my joke off of you, right?
Yes, that is correct.
I think Ed McMahon, though, was a little different, because Ed was sitting there.
Ed was there.
So you knew Ed was there.
And you could talk to him, and Ed was good, and yes, sir, right? But when he brought in the Alan dude... One, he didn't get there until Letterman. He went from NBC to CBS. That's correct. So you wanted a new announcer. According to Alan, because he did all those commercials, he's like, man, if I do this, that kind of stuff dries up. When he brought it up to his family said, yeah, but this is the first cool thing you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he did it. And the first day that he went on the air with David Letterman like pushed him into a pool or something. But it made all the difference because it's the first time you saw a late night talk show host truly interact with the announcer, who's not Ed McMahon, he's not on screen, to say, this is that guy that does this, and interact with him. And then it kind of became the norm, man.
Right. So the first day he's there, they throw him in the pool, and then, right, it happens all the time.
Right.
And you're right, because he's using him. Like, Ed McMahon was the announcer. I always kind of think of Ed McMahon as being the co-host because he was sitting there, kind of like Andy Richter.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Andy Richter did announce Conan.
He did both.
But also because he's sitting there on the couch, you kind of know him more.
You expect
Whereas,
stuff.
Like, when Letterman was at NBC, he mainly just interacted with Paul Schaefer, who was the...
Babe.
Yeah. Right? And then...
And Larry Bud Melman.
It is fun, yeah. But right, Alan, you're right. And I think, you know, Letterman was great for that. Letterman, like, we were talking about him last week doing that stuff. Letterman's one of those people who I think was awesome at hosting a late night show and this and that. I just don't find him funny. And I don't know that he would be I don't think he would blow you away with comedy if you're in a room with him. But as far as, like, doing his show and having other, like, using other characters, he was very good at.
I think he understood comedy and understood that he himself wasn't funny. Because he was a very intense and actually a very good interviewer. He'll always get overlooked because the idea is comedy, but he was a very good interviewer. Yes. But he brought things to a standstill to ask deep questions, but he understood comedy, but he understood, let the people around me do the funny stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I always liked his show. But like I was saying the other day,
you liked him the
least.
I
just don't like him that much. And I shouldn't say that. I don't know the man. He just, you know, but I think that was part of him.
You wouldn't like him.
He was always kind of old and ornery.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know
for
what
sure.
I mean? One of those things. Let's see. Dave Chappelle has a new stand-up special over there on Netflix if you want to check that one out. Late night tonight, watch Stephen Colbert. He's going to have on the original Batman.
Michael Keaton. Very cool. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. 90-year-old Florida man tells a neighbor to get off his lawn before punching him in the face. Meanwhile, a woman said her jean shorts were so tight that she ended up with sepsis in her happy place. Man fulfills life mission by eating at Chipotle in all 50 states. Michigan man threatens girlfriend with butter knife after one of their weekly dates. And doctors find a chunk of cement poking its way through a man's heart. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to New England where a man went to the hospital with chest pain and trouble breathing. After taking him in for scans, doctors found something fascinating. A 10-centimeter chunk of cement lodged into his right lung.
Jeez.
Turns out it was from a procedure that was done on his spine a couple weeks prior. The cement was used to repair damaged vertebrae, and it worked its way to his heart and lungs.
Ooh. Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They put concrete in you.
They did.
Well, Doc, I'm going to gain an extra pound. That seems extreme.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Trying to cut weight here, and now you're putting cement in me.
Man, oh man. In other news, 50 days, 9 flights, and 18,000 miles driven was enough to make a group of friends go viral. We go to TikTok, where one user went on a 50-day voyage with his friends to all 50 states in the U.S. on a mission to eat Chipotle from all 50 states. The video has since got thousands of views on the app and even the attention of Chipotle themselves, naming him the 15th member of the creator class, and he's now making videos for Chipotle.
The creator class.
The creator class. Yeah, so he's making videos for TikTok. He's making posts on Twitter and such like that.
Hey,
so.
It's smart, man.
Yep. Right. It's a sect of business that we didn't think that we would ever see, but it is a different kind of advertising that straight up it works. Mm-hmm. So they need creators.
He should get free food now.
Does he get paid?
I wouldn't be surprised if he would. Yeah, he's got to be.
All right.
He's got to be getting paid, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's got some sort of a golden card to go to Chipotle at any time.
Oh, you know he does.
I'm almost positive. I know Subway has one. I would think Chipotle does too.
What's that now?
Well, Subway has a card. Like if you're in their commercials or you're an athlete that talks about them enough, I've seen a couple of them pull it. Basically, you can go into any Subway and get whatever you want.
Draymond Green isn't paying for a Subway sub.
I'd be stoked for that. Chipotle, find a way to give me one of those cards.
Yeah. Just go to all 50 states and eat there, Mike.
We go to Florida where we learn that the elderly are not immune from the law. A man has a landscaper come to his house routinely to clean up his lawn in a very stereotypical fashion. His 90-year-old neighbor started shouting at his landscaper, demanding that he keep off of his lawn. His tempers flared as he was told to leave this landscaper alone, threatening the man, saying that he would punch him, to which the man warned the police would be called. The neighbor didn't listen, and authorities did take him in on assault charges as well as resisting arrest.
Yeah, he told the police to F off.
Exactly. And that's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkins.
that?
Yes, and more Men's Room on the way. The effing news that might be included. No S. Sherlock as we celebrate episode number 48 here in minutes on the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed, it is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.